Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Every spring, we feel an obligation to talk about one of the first vegetables to hit the market here in Maryland, and that would be asparagus. And every time we do the show, I worry if we're going to run out of ideas. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of School of Cooking School, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, really.
No. Every time we talk in the next few weeks, it's been such a warm spring, and everything's early.
Yeah.
So, like, things are coming in the market faster than you can ever imagine. It's really exciting.
And there's so many of the favorite seasonal standbys.
Sure.
We'll have strawberries, we'll have rhubarb, and
peas,
of course.
The whole,
yeah,
you know, everything's
oh, yeah.
spring-esque. And the asparagus are here.
They're here.
I mean, that's crazy.
No, I got some from Ed Fountain.
Yeah.
At the farmer's market, and they
sure.
were delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking of ways that you could use asparagus. There's got to be a million.
Of course.
You know, and I love to go surfing the web and see what I can come up with. The first thing that I found was something I had actually done two nights before, and that was roasted asparagus with shallots and cauliflower.
Huh.
I actually sautéed it.
Okay.
But it was really good. And since all of these are about the same hardness, you can sauté them simultaneously in the
sure,
pan.
Sure.
I like to use a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of butter, keep the heat low, and then I just put all sorts of nice herbs and seasonings on it, finished it with a little drop of white balsamic vinegar,
okay.
which really makes it sing.
Sure.
So a really nice thing. And, you know, I've been trying to use cauliflower a lot these days, and shallots are all, I'm all over shallots these days, too.
Again, a little underutilized, but certainly
oh,
perfect for this type of dish.
They are. Here's another one that I whipped up. It's so simple. Roasted asparagus with prosciutto and herb cheese. And what I did was I actually blanched the asparagus first to get a little bit tender. And I bought some prosciutto and took some ricotta cheese and just put a thin layer of it on there, wrapped it up, and put it in the oven for maybe 10 minutes.
Sure. So like a cigarette-esque
that's right,
thing
yeah.
wrapped in prosciutto with cheese. I mean, that's delicious.
Yeah, I bundled three of them together
because
they were skinny.
Yeah.
And it was just wonderful.
Yeah, the thin ones are kind of fun. I personally like them better than the big, thick ones.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why we have thin ones and thick ones?
I don't.
It's just the native size of the plant.
Really?
It's not like it's a baby or something like it, or the other one's like really old. They all come up simultaneously. Ed Fountain taught me that.
Oh, okay, cool.
So
yeah, that's interesting.
Now, I know you've liked to make frittatas in the past.
Always. Who doesn't like some eggs?
Yeah, some eggs, and you whip
it's up. It's the most simple one-dish meal, and it just counts on anything that's left over in the fridge.
It's the great thing for leftovers. So let's whip one up with asparagus, shallots again, chives, mushrooms, and a little bit of shredded chicken breast for some protein.
Sure.
And if you can find them, a little cherry tomato.
Always.
But these are all very seasonal ingredients.
You know, just saute them in the pan, you know, crack and whisk some eggs, pour it on top, put it in the oven, done.
Now, Jerry, have you ever made spring rolls?
Of course.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yep. And,
but there's two types of wrappers.
Mm-hmm.
There's the see-through Vietnamese wrapper.
Sure. The rice, that's the rice wrapper.
That's right.
And that's, like, I think called more summer rolls.
Summer, yeah.
They're not,
yeah.
they're fresh.
And then there's the classic one, the more
doughy,
Chinese one,
yeah.
a little more doughy. I like using those because I think they're easier to work
Yeah, they totally are.
And let's whip up a salmon and asparagus Chinese spring roll.
Sure.
And we're going to use some spring onions, some garlic, some shredded carrot, herbs, and a little bit of vinegar in there. You just chop
yes,
all this stuff up.
You just
up.
Make this filling and roll them up and
roll them up.
Pan fry them or deep fry them.
It's just fabulous.
Really good.
Just really good. So I'm going to put a lot more ideas on the website for how to use that great spring asparagus. Go out and try these things. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.